World Cup continues. We have a match, Belgium and Panama, about to kick off after Sweden beat South Korea 1-0. To talk about the World Cup, Sportsnet Central anchor Brendan Dunlop. Hey, Brendan, thanks for doing this.
Hey, anytime. I guess we got just enough time to talk about Serbia. Am I right?
Yeah, it's only going to be five minutes straight of that Kolarov free kick, which was magic. Yeah. We won't talk. That's fine. It was great match on to Switzerland on Friday, 2 o'clock. Can't wait. We saw the VAR come into play here with Sweden getting awarded a penalty kick, beating South Korea 1-0. I wasn't sure how I was going to take this into the tournament, but Brendan, today, this morning, that was a penalty, and they got the call right. Did they not? Are you surprised that so far this has kind of worked out?
You know, I'm actually surprised that so far VAR has been used so much. I knew that it would play a factor. I expected to see it, you know, every match day, but the fact that you're seeing it multiple times a match, I really don't think I was prepared for that. Yes, they got it right today. Yes, they got it right in the Griezmann case as well, which I think, you know, to the eye, you might have thought Antoine Griezmann would have had dove there for France against Australia. You know, but they got it wrong yesterday with Brazil, that Switzerland equalizer that shouldn't have counted. Zubar had held the Brazilian defender in Miranda there, and, you know, VAR should have overturned that, and that wasn't the case. Now Brazil should have been able to have found a way to score a couple of goals and got the win anyway. But you know, Switzerland were awarded a big draw because of that call. So VAR got it wrong in that case. It won't be perfect, just like the referees.
You know, Brendan, usually I would say, can the past champions win? So I was going to say, can the Germans repeat? But man, they look awful. And they've only won one of their last seven games in competitions. And they looked exposed defensively.
Yeah, it's really strange. You know, I was surprised to see how many people picked them to be repeat winners, because that just doesn't happen in the World Cup. It hasn't happened in 56 years when Brazil did it, winning in 62. So I really was surprised to see so many people backing Germany, because they did look a bit lethargic and even a bit lazy, let's say, in their friendlies. And friendlies are never a good indicator of how a team's going to perform at the World Cup. And Germany are always a team that plays to their best. Champions do that. So if this was their worst game, good that it was their first game, but they really did look poor to me. And there's going to be so much criticism, which they're not used to dealing with. They canceled their media availability today as well. So I think it's going to seem a lot worse than just what that scoreline was. But what a great result for Mexico, which is good for CONCACAF.
Brendan, real quick, we have about 30 seconds here, and I apologize. We didn't have you long. We're not doing you justice this morning.
No
but
problem,
real
buddy.
Quick, Brazil and Switzerland played to that 1-1 tie yesterday. Brazil's a team a lot of people picked to potentially win this tournament. How do they look to you? Because to me, it was a tale of two halves, and they looked very vulnerable in the second half against the Swiss.
Yeah, it's a bit surprising. I think that, you know, they have so many attacking options, and they're going to have to, you know, take a few weeks to figure out kind of how to play with each other and gel with each other. They just haven't really, you know, had that opportunity. They flew through qualifying. A lot of these players know each other well from youth stage, but they're all broken up at club level. So I think they just need a bit more chemistry on the pitch. You're going to see that, and I still have Brazil going very, very far in this tournament.